everyone. I'd like to welcome you to the pilot episode of EMRC's Debunking Electricity Myths. My name is Aisyah Atiti, and with me here today are Emmanuel Okwedi and Dozie Nwoha. Today, we're going to be debunking the myth that power supply is supposed to be higher during the rainy season. So Emmanuel, what do you think about this?
Well, I find this topic very interesting, or this myth, I should say, because it never occurred to me that that would be the case or that people would feel that way. Because in my experience, I find that during the rainy season or when rain is falling, my power supply gets worse. Mostly, I find that once the rain starts falling, the light rips off, and then in some situations, maybe there's a fault, and then for a couple of days even, there might be no power supply. So I find this myth very interesting. But I think it's also important for us to understand the way power supply works in Nigeria. I mean, it's understanding for people to have the idea, because there's this idea that Nigeria has a lot of hydropower plants, and because a portion of our power supply comes from hydropower plants, and that means that in the rainy season when there's more water, then power should be more. And granted, the way hydropower plants work is the more water that is being supplied, the more power that is also being generated. But we're sorry to say that that myth is just not true. The myth is just a myth.
Okay, so Dozie, what would be your contribution to debunking this myth?
Okay, just to kind of ride on what Emmanuel has said so far, I think it's important to note that, yes, more water does translate to more generation, but in the case of electricity generation plants, they do have installed capacities. So regardless of how much water that they get, there's a maximum amount of generation that they can produce. I'd probably like to use an example of your water bottle. It doesn't matter if you put it under the tap for 2 hours. If it's a 1 liter bottle, you're only going to get 1 liter of water. So I think there's a fundamental disconnect or misunderstanding as to why there should be more supply in the rainy season. And I think this is because people don't really understand how we get our electricity in Nigeria, at least our on-grid electricity. And by on-grid, I'm making reference to your grid supply that is majorly made up of non-renewable energy sources. When I say majorly made up, this is because hydros can be considered to be renewable energy. So what happens here is we have about 26 power plants in Nigeria, of which only 3 of those power plants are hydros. And those 3 power plants contribute to less than 30% of the total electricity being generated for the grid. So we need to understand that regardless of how much water supply is made available, there's only so much electricity that can be generated from those plants. So I think it's just important to note that it's a myth. The fact that there's more rain doesn't necessarily translate to more supply. And also, if those plants are having some sort of issues at that point, their supplies will still be short, regardless of whether the water is available or not. So I just think if we go the route of understanding how we get our electricity from the grid and who is generating the electricity and what makes up that bucket, it would help us really have a better understanding of why the supply may not necessarily be better in the rainy season.
Okay, so moving a little away from the myth we're debunking, we've established that the rainy season doesn't necessarily mean that power supply increases. However, I have noticed that during the rainy season, power supply is especially poor. So what would you say are the reasons for situations like this today?
Okay, so during the rainy season, yes, power supply sometimes tends to be poor, and this is due to the network of distribution companies, or DISCOs as we call them. So there's also another perception that during rainy season, DISCO staff go and turn off the feeders that supply electricity to our houses, but that's really not what happens. So what happens is sometimes, because of the heavy rainfall, it causes faults on the feeders, and those faults lead to outages. So that's why sometimes if you notice, when it's raining and your light goes off, it most times comes back after the rain is done, depending on the extent of the fault or damage that has happened. So what I'm trying to say is, if for instance it's a minor fault that happened and you know your feeder got tripped off, once the rain is done, your power supply gets restored. But if the extent of the damage caused by that fault due to the rain was really severe, then you could have outages for longer periods of time, because most times those faults have to be cleared, and by cleared I mean they have to be fixed. So if it's a smaller fault, it would take lesser time to fix it and your power supply is restored faster. If the fault is really severe, what you find is it may take a longer time. So it's not really in anybody's control to kind of determine how these faults happen. And we should also remember that largely in Nigeria, most of the distribution network today is overground, not underground. So basically, they can be affected by natural causes, you know, wind, rain, and things like that.
Okay, Emmanuel, do you have anything to add to what Dizzy has said?
Yeah, so just jumping off of what was said previously, I think it's also important for us to kind of look back and see how generation has been from a practical example. So last year in 2022, between Q1 and Q2, we found that in Q1, generation plants produced more power than they did in Q2. And this was largely because it was in the dry season and hydropower plants didn't have as much water, so they couldn't produce as much as they usually do. But what happened during the quarter as well was that the amount of power that couldn't be met by hydropower plants was sort of augmented by the gas power plant. Just to say again that our power plants aren't actually producing at full capacity right now. So even in a situation where in dry season we might find that hydropower plants aren't performing at full capacity, their supply can also be augmented by gas power plants. So we don't want any of our listeners to think that during dry season they are being cheated, or during dry season they are not getting as much power as they should ideally. I think Nigeria right now on average produces about 4,500 megawatts per day. So that's the annual average. I mean, sometimes you might get below average, obviously, because of fault in transmission or fault in generation plants, things like that. But ultimately, the supply from hydropower plants can always be covered up by the gas power plants, because again, of the 26 power plants in operation, only 3 of them are hydropower plants. So most of your power supply is coming from gas power plants. What people should be concerned about maybe is gas supply, not necessarily water supply.
Thank you very much. So we've successfully been able to debunk the myth that power supply should increase during the rainy season for reasons such as the fact that we have generation capacity caps and only about 3 of our generation plants are actually hydro plants. So I hope this has been able to inform you and that you will be a listener on our next episode of Debunking Electricity Myths. Thank you and goodbye.